What's up, Motivated Minds? It's your boy, Sam, and you are listening to the Motivated Minds Podcast, a podcast for the people, by the people, with the people. You already know what day it is. It's Take Action Thursday. Thank you for listening, you guys. So, have you looked at your bank account lately? Have you been noticing a decrease in your money, or have you been noticing an increase in your money? What I want to talk about today is financial literacy. And a lot of people are going to ask themselves, what is financial literacy? Well, let me sum it up to you. It's understanding the vocabulary of finances. So I'll give you some examples. Assets, liabilities, expenses, revenue, equity, budgeting. There's a lot of different words that we can really talk about. But I want to talk about a couple main ones, which is going to be assets, liabilities, and savings. So starting off with assets, I want to talk about how people, no matter what age you are, if you're 16, if you're 30, 40, even if you're, 60, 80, doesn't really matter what age, but how to build some assets. So assets are anything that's going to go into your pocket, something that you invest in, investments. An investment can be real estate. Real estate is one of the best, most perfect ways to start investing. There's many types of real estate investments that you can look into. If you're interested in that, you can go ahead and hit me up and we can go ahead and talk about that. And other investments, something much smaller, can be even a savings account. Savings accounts are perfect. Go to your bank and talk to any of the bankers and ask them, like, hey, I want to open up a savings account. And the good thing about a savings account is you put in a certain amount and you leave it in there for a good amount of years. And what builds on it is called compound interest, which compound interest is really good. I know we think about interest as, oh, interest, that's bad. But in this way, compound interest is really, really good. So it just varies. The interest rates are, always changing. And some other assets you can invest in, which if you have a lump of money, you can actually invest in a business. You can start your own business, or you can, invest in stocks. Stocks is a really good way. The stock market, it fluctuates. It's up and down. Sometimes it's volatile, but it just depends on what stocks you're looking into. There's different forms. There's penny stocks. Penny stocks are anything that are lower than $5. And then you have, your big corporate stocks, such as Starbucks, McDonald's, Facebook, Amazon. And those are really good because, it goes through a quarterly, there's quarterly reports in each, quarter. It shows like how good they've done. And if they've done really well, then, you see some profit. Another really good thing about the stocks is they even give dividends. Dividends is at the end of the year, a company is going to go ahead and give you money back for just being a stock holder. So that's a really good route to go. And let's talk about some liabilities. Yep, everybody's favorite. A lot of people don't even realize that they're getting into a liability, that they're grabbing a liability. So what a liability is, anything that's going to be coming out of your pocket, an expense. And we can go ahead and talk about what some expenses are that we, and I myself, actually I'm dealing with a lot. I deal with, expensing on food. Food is a huge thing, you guys. Like, just think about how much money you spent in the last couple of days on food. Think about that and analyze that and just write it down. Like, wow, this is my expenses. You want to start writing your expenses down, and that's going to help out a lot. So food's a big thing. A car. A lot of people are 16, 18, 19, 20, 25, and we all are working, like a part-time job, going to school or doing whatever you're doing. And you're thinking like, oh, I'm going to go buy myself a brand new car. And you think it's an asset. You think that it's something that's going to make you money. No, think about what the car is doing. You have car payments. You have car insurance. You don't have to go that route. Be more simplistic and buy something that's a used car. That's actually a really good route to go to be, money savvy. Who cares what other people think? And liabilities, we make liabilities due to the fact that we care too much of what people think. Don't be like that. Another thing that a lot of people think about is, I'm going to go buy a home. I'm going to go buy a home and purchase this home, live in it, and it's going to be an asset. Don't get me wrong. There's some ways that a home can be an asset, and there's some ways that homes can be a liability, or not just homes, but, just getting an apartment and you make a bad decision, now you have liabilities, such as right there. But liabilities are in many forms. It's anything that is not going to make you money and bring you back money. getting into our last point, I want to talk about, you know, budgeting and saving, you guys. That's a huge thing that we need to start doing. So what I want you guys to do, I want to challenge you guys to start doing this today. Every single thing you purchase, and whenever you purchase it, they're going to ask you, do you want a receipt? Grab that receipt. Go ahead and you can either write it down on a piece of paper, all your expenses, or what you could do is you can use the Mint app or the Expensify app. And those apps let you take a picture of your receipt and save it. So take a picture of all those expenses that you have and then take a picture or go and get your revenues, the revenue that you get from your work or whatever other things you're doing. Write down your revenue and your expenses and see what you're left with at the end of the month. Now you get a good understanding of how much money that you're actually having, your net income, your net worth. You know, what a net worth is, it's going to be your assets minus your liabilities equals your net worth. And that pretty much sums up actually how much you're bringing home after your taxes, after all your expenses. That's a perfect way, you know, to start getting a hold onto your expenses and getting a hold onto your finances. So it's all about taking action and starting to actually think about your finances, because I know a lot of us, even I myself, we think about it and then we kind of push it aside, but we all know that it's something that's very important. So I believe in you guys. I want you guys to really challenge yourself with your finances this year, this 2019. This is the year where everybody is going to start making differences in their finances. People are going to start having, you know, more money saved, because a lot of times we have emergencies and we don't even have money saved. It's like, oh, like, what am I going to do now? Don't be in that situation. Don't ever want to be in that situation. So even if it's 10%, 20% that you're saving from each check, so be it. That's how it should be. You know, you got to have those, you got to have them savings. Well, I'm glad you guys came here to listen to the Motivated Minds podcast on Take Action Thursday. I love you guys. Hallelujah. Stay blessed.